Well, thank you so much for joining the Drive Podcast. I'm your host, Mike, a pastor here in Mobile, Alabama, and I'm excited to encourage you from God's Word as we go over certain truths and principles from the Word of God. And I pray that your heart would be encouraged. Well, thank you, everyone. Hope you're doing well. Thank you for joining the Drive Podcast here. I'm driving to work here in the Deep South, Mobile, Alabama. And we have been sort of talking about the benefits of certain actions. We talked about the benefits of the benefit of exhortation, the benefit of devotion. And today I want to talk about something a little bit different. I want to talk about the benefit of redirection. The benefit of redirection. And for this topic, I have been thinking about Jonah. Been thinking about Jonah. Amazing book. If you can, read through it. Read through it today. It's short. You can read through it in, I don't know, half an hour, I guess. But such a good book. So many lessons in there. And oftentimes when we think about Jonah, we think, okay, generally speaking, God called him to a certain place, Nineveh. Now, he didn't want to go, and so he went the opposite way to Tarshish. Right? That's just the typical story. I mean, that's the plot. That's a storyline, if you will. Now, there's a lot more layers to it. We can go a lot more in depth. We can expound upon it and unpack it quite a bit more. But generally speaking, God said, go here. And Jonah said, nah, I'm going to go the opposite way and go here instead. Now we can explore the reasons why Jonah didn't go to Nineveh. He didn't like the people. The people were wicked only. They were horrible people historically. And the Ninevites, the things they did were brutal and just bad. And some of his ancestors were related. And he didn't want to do it. He didn't like the people. So he's like, peace, I'm out. See you later. Going this way instead. So the first thing he did was he walked away from what God called him to walk towards. He walked away from it. He said, I just don't want to do it. And that topic alone, think about it. How often are we called to something, whatever it is, you know? And we're like, well, that's not going to be easy. I don't like that. I'm not going to do it. And so what do? We do the opposite thing. We go the opposite way. We make the opposite decision of what God's calling us to make. And is that ever good? Well, we know the story of Jonah. He went the opposite way of God's leading. And he ended up in the water, in the fish, in a dark place for 3 days. And one of the ways that Jonah was redirected, because, I mean, how many of us know God says do this, we say no, we go the opposite way, we realize quickly, okay, that was the wrong decision because that was my decision, not God's decision. I should have done what he wanted instead of what I wanted. And we come to that realization. What do we do then? Well, it's time to repent and get back on track. It's time to let God redirect you. And so while Jonah was in the belly of the fish, right, cried out to God. How many of us know that we get ourselves in a bind because we aren't being led by the Lord, or we're not listening to him and we don't let him lead, and therefore we end up in a dark place? And then we end up crying out, going, Lord, help me, save me, I'm sorry. See, Jonah got to that point, and that's a good point to get to. Because then you realize again, okay, God, I am doing my own thing. I'm not doing your thing. I'm not building your kingdom. I'm just thinking about my whole world right now, and that's it. I need to step outside of the natural into the supernatural. And so Jonah realized that. He cried out to God, spit up on land. It's not a pretty picture. It's not a, oh, God divinely led me, everything is good. It's just all happy and flowers and dandelions and birds chirping and heaven's glory. It was messy. It was messy. Like, physically and all around, spiritually, emotionally. It was just messy. When we go the opposite way of God's leading, when we don't do what He's directing us to do, it's dark, it's messy. It gets us to the point of going, Lord, I'm sorry, help me. I'm going to include you in my next big decision. In my next calling, I'm going to say, yes, Lord, instead of, nah, I'm going to go the opposite way. Instead, I'm going to go, okay, Lord, you know best, you always have, and you always will. And so Jonah was spit up on land. And what was his call? Did he have a different calling? Did God say, okay, since you failed at that, I'm going to give you something smaller, a smaller task to do, instead of going to preach to a whole bunch of people you don't like, a whole city. I'm going to have you do these other little things. No. God said the same thing. He called him to the same thing. He's like, okay, well, you failed. You did run the opposite way, but now you learned the hard way, but you got back on track. Now go and preach. Go do what I told you to do in the beginning, before all this dark messiness happened. And so what does Jonah do? He gets up and he goes, preaches, revival. God's amazing. And it was all because Jonah was redirected. Should he have said yes first? Of course. But we can't sit here, you know, sit here from afar and point fingers and go, he should have, why didn't you do that? You should have did that. I can't believe. No. We do the same thing from time and time, time and time again. God says, go here. We go, no. God says, do this. We go, maybe later. And we learn the hard way. We take the long way around instead of the divine direct route. So Jonah was redirected. And the benefit of being redirected is you realize, hey, God's in control. When He calls you to something, it's not a mistake. It's reality. The benefits of redirection is that God's grace is there to get you back on track, to do what He has called you to do 6 months ago or 5 years ago that you kind of put off. His grace will get you there. But His grace has to work with your willingness and your heart to say, okay, Lord, this doesn't look easy, but this is what You're calling me to. So I'm going forward. May that be our story. If we get off track, if we make the wrong decision apart from the Lord, if we go the opposite way that He's calling us to, may we let the Lord redirect us and get us back on track. He doesn't wash the track away. It's still there. The road of His will is still there. It's just we took an alternate route. And guess what? He's going to get you back on the road of His will in no time. Repent, surrender, and watch God work. Well, God bless you guys. Have an amazing day.